Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. I'd like to say a quick thank you to Kind Brew Coffee for sponsoring this episode. Kind Brew Coffee is a business that is on a mission to make the world a better place with every cup of coffee you brew. Every purchase you make on Kind Brew's website comes with a simple promise. They donate a portion of every sale to a charity, often of your choice. This isn't something they do temporarily. This is part of the foundation of their business today and forever. It's quite simple how it works. Visit kindbrewcoffee.com, the words kind and brew, kindbrewcoffee.com. Check out their selection of decaf, espresso, light roast, you name it. And at checkout, simply comment your preferred charity of choice. Kind Brew will follow up with a receipt verifying their contribution from your order. It's a win-win. You get delicious coffee, and you do good for the world around you and a cause that you care about. It's you using your buying power to consciously make a positive impact. And by the way, the coffee is delicious. I personally drank an espresso shot right before recording. When you visit kindbrewcoffee.com, make sure to use promo code ASMR for 15% off your purchase. And of course, you get free shipping as well within the United States, although they do ship worldwide. Kindbrewcoffee.com, promo code ASMR. Get that 15% off. Enjoy delicious coffee and contribute with an act of kindness. Thanks to Kind Brew Coffee, and now let's jump into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are reading the Wikipedia page for Studio C. This was a request made by a listener of the show. So I did some shuffling around and, was able to record this and release it shortly after the request. Remember, if you have any requests for ASM articles or another series in the show, you can always email us your suggestion at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. So Wikipedia page for Studio C is pretty short compared to others. So I've also accumulated one or two other Wikipedia pages related to Studio C. Excuse me. So, we'll just see how much time we have, and if necessary, I'll read those other pages. But for now, let's just jump into it. Studio C is a sketch comedy television show produced in Utah by BYU TV. The show traces its roots to the BYU sketch comedy group, or troupe, Divine Comedy, which some of the Studio C cast members are current or former members of. With the recent addition of three new members, they are no longer all from Divine Comedy. The show aims to produce clean, family-oriented comedy for a national audience, shedding the BYU-oriented humor of Divine Comedy. The show was originally planned to be named Common Room until being changed to its current name, a reference to the studio in the BYU Broadcasting Building, where the show was primarily filmed in front of a live audience. They've also created Leave No Fan Behind and Christmas Special Live Events, which are both live YouTube events. This allows fans to watch the cast play games and act out skits, as well as ask questions on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube for them to answer during the events. Studio C currently has a YouTube channel with over 2 million subscribers and more than a billion total views. That's a lot of views. A lot of subscribers too, actually. Their channel features many skits from the show, along with a few YouTube exclusives. Studio C's most popular video is Top Soccer Shootout Ever with Scott Sterling, which currently has over 60 million views on YouTube. Studio C posts new videos on YouTube every Tuesday and Friday. In August 2018, it was confirmed that Studio C will have a 10th season, but the 10 original cast members would be leaving after the 9th season to create and star together in a new family comedy show. With a chance for Fielding, Johnson, and Pence to audition and secure a spot for the show, the 10th season will feature all new cast members. Casting and auditions are currently in progress for actors and writers. So here we have the cast and what seasons they have featured on. So Whitney Call has been a main from season 1 through 9. Mallory Everdeen, same, a main character, seasons 1 through 9. Jason Gray, same thing. Matt Meese, same thing. Adam Berg was a... let me see here. So Adam Berg, Stacey Harkey, Natalie Madsen, Stephen Meek, James Perry, Jeremy Warner. All of those individuals were featured cast members until season 4. And then seasons 5 through 9, they've been main characters. Tory Pence, Aaron Fielding, Dalton Johnson are featured cast members over the last 2 seasons. Recurring characters and sketches. The following characters and themes have appeared in at least 3 sketches. A message from Studio C. A series of mock PSAs shot offset in single camera setup. The PSAs typically feature something ironic and or unexpected. Text concerning the fake announcement is overlaid at the end of the video, and then it cuts to the Studio C logo and the words, "This has been a message from Studio C." Debuted Season 2, Episode 2, there have been 7 segments of A Message from Studio C. Anne Withers. Anne is a single, middle-aged librarian, played by Whitney Call, who characteristically inserts book titles into her conversation, lifting up the book as she says its title. Anne pronounces her name as N, leading to confusion over what her name is when she introduces herself to others. Anne has a preference for much younger men, but tends to scare away all the men she attempts to seduce. Debuted Season 2, Episode 3, Anne has appeared in 4 sketches and is one segment... and is in one segment of Awkward Avoidance Viking. Awkward Avoidance Viking is the next recurring character series. A silent character played by Jason Gray dresses as a Viking warrior. He appears whenever Matt Meese has an awkward encounter with another person. The Awkward Avoidance Viking will rise up behind the back of the character Meese would like to avoid and open a nod of approval for Meese, knocks the character unconscious by hitting them in the head with his club. There are other Awkward Avoidance Vikings as well, including a female version, and ones that knock out the Viking when he is the awkward situation. Awkward Avoidance Viking segments are shot offset with a single camera setup and include an animated intro as well as a musical theme. Debuted Season 1, Episode 7. The Awkward Avoidance Viking has appeared in 6 segments. Batman. Played by Jason Gray, he appears in a variety of sketches, including Batman Drives Uber, a spinoff of the Batman sketches. Batman, played by Jason Gray, starts driving for Uber to get more money after spending all of it when he bought the moon, renaming it Batmoon. He has conversations with the people he is giving rides to. There have been 3 Batman Drives Uber sketches. Colin. Yeah. Mallory Everdeen plays Colin, an obnoxious 11-year-old boy who has a popular podcast. He gives advice to people who call in that is not helpful in any way, such as kick him in the booty in response to a question about annoying people, and business documents in response to a question from his friend's mother about birthday party themes. He considers himself a womanizer and often tries to sound manly and smart. There have been 3 Colin sketches. Captain Literally. A superhero, Matt Meese, who arrives whenever someone uses the word literally to emphasize something that is not strictly true. Captain Literally uses his superpowers to make what has become, what was said become reality. His catchphrase is "balance restored," which he says following the use of his powers. His uniform is a full-body red spandex suit with blue briefs and wristbands over the suit, a blue cape, blue domino mask, and a capital blue letter L emblazoned on the chest. The segment is shot offset with a single-camera setup, has a musical theme, and includes an animated intro and outro that shows his adventures as part of a comic book. Debuted Season 2, Episode 4. There have been seven Captain Literally segments, including two sketches with other minor characters, including Captain Irony, played by Mallory Everton. A spin-off of the popular ship Mattery, Captain Lironally, has been mentioned by fans. Other minor characters include the Nuclear Ninja, played by Adam Berg, the Good and Well Duo, played by Stephen Meek and Stacey Hockey, and Dangling Participle Dude, played by James Perry. Couchville. The Couchville series is about a kingdom ruled by King Warwick, played by Jason Gray, and Queen Iona, played by Whitney Call Meek. Okay, sorry, that was her name. Played by Whitney Call Meek inside a couch owned by Thomas, played by Matt Meese. It's like a tongue twister, that sentence. In later segments, there have been various characters depicting different household furniture, including an Ottoman ruler played by Stephen Meek, doormat, a lovesack played by Jeremy Warner, chandelier played by Natalie Matson, rug played by Adam Berg, French doors played by James Perry, and a doormat played by Mallory Everton. There have been three Couchville segments. Crazy Mall Kiosk Salesman. Played by Jason Gray, Leo is a mall kiosk salesman who sells lotion in front of the A&H clothing store. He often tries to make the other cast members buy his lotion using a variety of methods, such as free sampling, Stacy in the face, showing that he has lotion for ridiculous purposes, and announcing that for 1 minute all Nintendo Switches are free to thin out the herd. His reveals that his cousins work at the Verizon kiosk after the hacks into Jeremy's phone. He has sociopath behavior when he seemingly kills Matt and eats a live mouse. There have been two Crazy Mall Kiosk Salesman segments. Darth Sidious. Jason Gray is an impersonation of Darth Sidious from Star Wars. He often urges other characters to strike him down, and your journey to the dark side will be complete. There have been three Darth Sidious segments. Dobby. Jason Gray impersonates Dobby, the house elf from Harry Potter series. Comic situations arise when characters are faced with being required to do something bad to Dobby, his manager at Walmart firing him as door greeter, Jason Bourne executing him, etc. And yet Dobby still loves him unconditionally, and his characterological self-blame causes him to believe he deserves his punishment. Dobby aggressively uses his magical powers to protect the character after they can't go through with it. Debuted Season 1, Episode 9, Dobby has appeared in three sketches. Dungeons and Dragons. These sketches are about three geeky guys played by Jason Gray, Matt Meese, and Adam Berg, who roleplay. Jeremy Warner and Stacey Harkey have also appeared to play with them. They feature love and dating fails. There have been three segments of Dungeons and Dragons. The characters, who are called the Guild of Adventurers, often say huzzah magic powers and later adding, and never trust women. Farley Archer. Farley Archer, played by Jeremy Warner, along with his assistant Terry, played by Stephen Meek, hosts a show called The Dog Whisperer with Farley Archer on the South Dakota Public Access Television. There have been three Farley Archer sketches. Gary and Carl. Featuring Stacey Harkey as Gary Johnson and Jeremy Warner as Carl Johnson, The Gary and Carl Show is a useless advice show seemingly set in the 80s. Recurring themes are unanswered questions, stupidity, and Dasani water advertising. There have been 3 Gary and Carl segments. How to Pick Up Chicks with Marcus. Starring Jason Gray as Marcus, the series pokes fun at inexperienced YouTubers and guys trying to hit on girls. Humor results in inaccurate information, misspelled words, and obnoxious flirting. There have been 3 How to Pick Up Chicks segments. The Hunger Games musical. Based on the Hunger Games series of books and movies, the Hunger Games musical is 3 music videos, each sung from the perspective of a different character. The songs are sung by Mallory Everton as Katniss Everdeen, Jason Gray as Gale Hawthorne, and Stacey Harkey as Cinna, who sings PETA Malark's song because PETA has been captured at the point in time of the story. Each song is a character's view on the love triangle going on between them. There have been 3 Hunger Games musical sketches and 1 behind-the-scenes video. Hyperactive Kyle, played by Matt Meese, he is a hyperactive child. Often gets repeating items such as Xbox or iPhone and will say, "Cool, now I have 2. He annoys his parents and other characters. He debuted in Season 3, Episode 6. There have been 5 segments of Hyperactive Kyle. Jason Bourne. Stephen Meek is an impersonation of Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne has appeared in 3 segments. Just Jeremy. A segment featuring Jeremy Warner and focus on offbeat and quirky humor. Each segment begins with Warner facing stage right in the dark while a voiceover introduces Warner while making a ridiculous fake claim about him. The Just Jeremy theme is sung. Warner turns to face the audience, the lights are raised, and Warner addresses the audience about the subject of the segment. The set background is a wall with a vertical wood pattern and typically is adorned with framed pictures and shelves with objects which generally all have a matching theme. Warner wears a different t-shirt for each segment, typically featuring an animal. The segment concludes with Warner turning to face stage right again as lights fall with the Just Jeremy theme is repeated. The only other person to have appeared on the segment is James Perry, who was impersonating Warner at the time. Debuted Season 2, Episode 2. There have been 7 segments of Just Jeremy. Lobster Bisque. A chef in tuxedo played by James Perry, who was obsessed with bisque. He often shouts, "Lobster Bisque," or "World famous, you should try it, Lobster Bisque," in his strange accent, much to the annoyance of other characters. He debuted in Season 2, Episode 8. There have been 5 Lobster Bisque segments. The Martian Vlog. Jason Gray plays an obnoxious astronaut named Mark Watney, desperate for subscribers to his vlog about living in space. He is constantly in competition with Commander Clark, played by Matt Meese, whose channel is extremely more popular than his. There have been 5 segments of The Martian Vlog. The Microworld with Dr. Schumacher. Dr. Schumacher, played by James Perry, is not a cobbler. He is a British doctor of science. The premise of the series is examining chemical reactions in which there is a microworld, such as oscillating colors being a mini teenage drama. There have been 3 segments of the microworld. Mr. Ecclestone. Matt Meese plays the aged Mr. Ecclestone, who characteristically exaggerates the danger of situations out of proportion, terrifying those around him. Mr. Ecclestone is a driver's education instructor, a Boy Scout leader, and a Lamaze instructor. I'm not sure what that is. Lamaze. His catchphrase is "Deer," which he mistakenly yells while pointing his crippled right hand because of an enormous cataract in his left eye. Debuted Season 2, Episode 1. Mr. Ecclestone has appeared in 4 sketches. Old Man. Played by Stephen Meek, he is a 91-year-old named Clark M. Richards who mispronounces and reads words incorrectly. More popularly called Old Man, he has been featured in 3 sketches. The Pilot. Played by Aaron Felding. The Pilot is a recurring character who only got employed because he was very good at speaking muffled into a microphone and has no other qualifications that are standard for pilots. The Pilot has appeared in 3 sketches. Scott Sterling. Scott Sterling, played by Matt Meese, is a legendary soccer goalie who is known for blocking shots with his invincible face. He is also seen playing volleyball. Jason Gray and Stephen Meek play the British announcers. This is by far the most popular character with over 50 million views on the first video on YouTube and almost 30 million views on the second. Scott Sterling has been featured in 4 segments. Severus Snape, played by Jason Gray. He is an impersonation of Snape from the Harry Potter series. He is commonly seen trying to get over the loss of Lily Potter at the expense of others' love lives. He also co-hosts a talk show segment with Lord Voldemort titled, Oh Snape. I think I might have seen that before. Shoulder Angel / Devil. Matt Meese plays a life-size Shoulder Angel. Humor results from the fact that Shoulder Angel feels a need to physically and awkwardly climb to a perch upon the right shoulder of the body of each character for which he attempts to act as a conscious. His catchphrase is poof, which he says upon entering the scene. A variant on the skit is Shoulder Devil, also played by Meese, a life-sized obese devil who also climbs the body of each character he attempts to tempt. In several sketches, Divine Comedy cast member McKay Lindsay also appears as a Shoulder Angel, appearing alongside Matt Meese. Debuted Season 1, Episode 2, Shoulder Angel and Shoulder Devil have appeared in 7 sketches. The Smiths. A family from rural Nebraska, Mr. Smith played by Jason Gray, Mrs. Smith played by Mallory Everton, Johnny Smith played by James Perry, and Martha May Smith played by Whitney Call, star in 2 videos in the style of Wes Anderson movies. They are about Mr. Smith's evil brother, Barnaby Smith, played by Matt Meese, along with 3 other evil brothers played by Adam Berg, Stacey Harkey, and Jeremy Warner, trying to steal a family farm because they got jobs and they thought meant farmer. Ant Farm Seller. Red Sox Farm Team and Law Firm. Kind of lost me there. Recurring themes include Grandpa dying, Mr. Smith's lack of common sense, and mixes between modern and past culture, ideas, and technology. iPhones exist despite women not being able to vote, and being a Democrat is illegal. There's been 2 Smith family sketches. Spencer. A baby, voiced by Matt Meese, that has the maturity and mental capacity of an adult, like Stewie Griffin, I guess, yet retaining all the physical needs of an infant. He attends college and humor results in the discomfort others have when they interact with him. He had a romantic relationship with another infant similar to him, Evelyn DeWinter, voiced by Whitney Call, who is now a class TA at his college. Debuted Season 1, Episode 6, Spencer has appeared in 4 sketches. Star Feraldo. Whitney Call plays an over-the-top diva whose success comes from appearing as an extra in hit movies. Her comedy comes from her personality, her poor vocabulary, and her refusal to do many everyday things. Her catchphrase is, "Ah, nah, I don't do mornings. I ruined that." There have been 3 Star Feraldo sketches. Texas Hold'em. Ton of recurring sketches. Well, I mean, we're talking about 9 seasons. It makes sense. The Texas Hold'em Poker Championship is a popular poker tournament starring Jason Gray, Mallory Everton, Matt Meese, Jeremy Warner, and Adam Berg, with Whitney Call as a commentator and Stephen Mask as a dealer. Each competitor maintains a poker face, but viewers hear what they are thinking. Jason is playing for enough money to buy a kidney, but loses and ends up with a monkey's kidney, which later explodes. Mallory is cocky and wins originally, only to buy a solid gold boat and must pay off her debt. Matt has no idea how to play poker and does what Mallory does to give the illusion that he does, but knows how to play later. Jeremy constantly freaks out and eventually dies of panic. Jeremy's apprentice is Adam, who never looks at his cards and spills Jeremy's ashes over the table. There have been 2 Texas Hold'em sketches. What's the next one? Bad Karma. a sketch where Mallory Everton is a girl who has a bad habit of laughing at slash making fun of others in trouble, and then realizing that laughing at slash making fun of them was a wrong thing to do. Then she proceeds to have a silly and bad experience. Later in the sketch, she is injured badly, but still has bad things happen even when she tries to do good. There have been two bad karma sketches. Voldemort. Played by Matt Meese, the sassy character of Voldemort from the Harry Potter series has made repeated appearances in Studio C's productions. Lady Shadow. Played by Mallory Everton, is a spy who constantly infiltrates an unspecified base with the evil commander played by Matt Meese. In episode 1, Lady Shadow attempts and fails at retrieving an important CD due to the fact that she is pregnant. In part 2, Lady Shadow succeeds as her newborn baby is used to take down the enemies. And the final recurring sketch or series, Aw Yeah Girl. Played by Mallory Everton, is a character that follows couples while shouting, "Aw yeah." She first appears in season 6. And I'm going to quickly check the time here. Okay. Well, it's actually gone on. It was actually like a pretty standard length. Maybe I just read a little bit slower than usual. So that was Studio C. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope for the listener, who I'm not naming by name because you didn't tell me I could, I hope you enjoyed it. Again, if anyone has any other suggestions, questions, comments, you can always email us at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can follow us on Tingles, the popular ASMR app. You can also donate to help us out through our website or PayPal. Yeah, that's it. I always make this go longer than I need to, so I'll just quit it while I'm ahead. Thanks as always for listening, and take care. Thanks again to Kind Brew Coffee for sponsoring this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. If you're looking to try delicious coffee and impact a cause you care about, make sure to visit kindbrewcoffee.com and use promo code ASMR for 15% off your order. KindBrewCoffee.com, promo code ASMR. Thanks again for listening.